Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist. You're listening to another session of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night with 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll make a habit of joining us every Sunday night at this time. We're going to open up tonight with the second installment of our salute to that great alto saxophonist, Phil Woods, one of the real geniuses of the alto sax. And the first track we're going to play is I Love You, a Cole Porter composition. This is a Phil Woods quartet that had Bob Corwin on piano, Sonny Dallas on bass, Nick Stabilis on drums. I Love You.
Thank you.
Nice, easy version of Cole Porter's composition, I Love You, done by Phil Woods from his album Warm Woods. I'm going to turn now to tenor sax man, Hank Mobley, one of my favorites. Great mainstream tenor sax man that didn't get all the publicity he deserved, but he came along about the same time as Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane and Zoot Sims, so he kind of got overshadowed a little bit, but always a fine tenor sax man. This is from his Blue Note album, the Hank Mobley Quartet, with Horace Silver on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, Art Blakey on drums. This is another Cole Porter tune, Love for Sale.
Thank you.
fine swing version of Cole Porter's great composition, Love for Sale, done by Hank Mobley on tenor sax from his Blue Note album, the Hank Mobley Quartet. You heard Horace Silver there on piano, backing him up nicely. Back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Phil Woods, alto sax man Phil Woods, and we're going to do something from his album, Pot Pie. And in the front line with Phil on trumpet is an underrated, overlooked trumpet player, John Early. And this is a Phil Woods composition called Robin's Bobbin.
Thank you.
right. That was Phil Woods from his album Pot Pie. It was, of course, that was Phil there on alto sax as our featured artist of the week, along with John Early on trumpet. A little composition written by Phil Woods called Robin's Bobbin. Well, we're going to slow things down a little bit now and do something, a nice ballad by pianist Red Garland. This is a composition written by Frank Lesser, who, if you might recall, he did the music and lyrics for Guys and Dolls and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and just a great guy who could write, one of the few guys who could write lyrics and the music, both. And this is one of my favorite piano players, Red Garland, backed up by Art Taylor on drums, Phil Chambers on bass, a beautiful ballad by Frank Lesser called Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. the tasteful piano artistry of Red Garland doing those beautiful block chords. Nice, easy version backed up by Art Taylor on drums. Nice brushwork there, and the two-beat bass sound of Paul Chambers. Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, a great composition by Frank Lesser, by Red Garland. Well, this is going to work out pretty good. We're going to segue into it. Another track by our highlight artist of the week, Phil Woods. And look here. This is going to, they're going to play Last Fling, a Phil Woods composition. And guess who's on piano? Red Garland. And we've also got Ray Copeland on trumpet. Let's listen to Last Fling.
Thank you.
little board fade by the engineer in the studio at that time. That was Phil Woods from his album Shugan, featuring Red Garland on piano. Also some fine trumpet work there by Ray Copeland. Little thing written by Phil Woods called Last Fling. Well, we're going to do a little down-home Hammond B3 organ this juncture of the show. We're going to do Face to Face by one of those underrated organists who was really, really a nice swinger. This is Face to Face, written, played by Babyface Ouellette. We'll be right back. So Hammond B3 Sounds of Babyface Willette doing his own composition, Face to Face. Okay, now we're going to go back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, alto sax man Phil Woods. Phil also played clarinet. We're going to feature him on clarinet on this particular track. This is a little thing from his album, Here's to My Lady, which he's backed by Tommy Flanagan on piano, George Maras on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. This is a beautiful ballad going back to the early years of the Count Basie band. It was played in the late 30s and early 40s a lot by the tenor sax man in that band, Herschel Evans. And this is Phil Woods' version of that particular composition on clarinet. Thank you. beautiful ballad out of the Count Basie book, going back to the late 30s, early 40s, an updated version there by our featured artist of the week, Phil Woods. And you heard him there on clarinet rather than his usual instrument, the alto sax. Now, well, that was so nice. I think we'll do one more track out of that same album, Here's for My Lady. And we got Phil Woods back on clarinet again, backed up by the wonderful piano work of Tommy Flanagan. And this is the pianist Bill Evans' most famous composition, Waltz for Debbie. Thank you. Phil Woods on clarinet, our featured artist of the week, doing Bill Evans' composition, Waltz for Debbie, backed up beautifully there by Tommy Flanagan on piano, but nice bass solo there by George Morantz, and good brushwork on drums by Kenny Washington. Well, you have been listening to Feeling of Jazz on here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, better part of the last hour. Now we're going to play one more track, probably be a board fade, and we're going to go right into the network PBS News at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. Let's close it out with Horace Silver and his quintet doing Blowing the Blues Away.